Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. So, you guys ever watch anything on YouTube, like to try to learn how to do something or how to fix anything?
All the time.
Like,
yes.
Has it worked for you, Mackenzie?
Nope.
Oh. Well, what did you watch trying to learn?
I try to learn how to build stuff. So I'm doing things on my own for like the very first time because I got out of a relationship. So just simple stuff like how to build shelves, stuff like that.
And are you putting them together and they're just like not level? What's happening?
Yeah, it's just not working out for me, or I'm missing something, or I think it's right and then it collapses, but I'm still trying.
I would say call me, but I don't know how to do anything handyman-ish, so I'd be useless. Okay, well, this right here is going to make this woman rich. A Texas woman found a 3.72 carat yellow diamond at the crater of a Diamond State Park in Arkansas last Friday after watching a How to Find Diamonds video on YouTube.
Stop it.
So obviously it's a diamond park and people go there, but she had no experience. She just watched a YouTube video. This is what they recommended. The lady named Amanda and her group of friends searched around probably for about an hour in the park. She took a break. She looked over at her kids for a second and saw it mixed in with some other rocks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it turned out to be the largest yellow diamond found at the park since October of 2013 and the largest diamond of any kind found since March of 2017. That's got to be worth some money, right?
I was going to say, do we know how much this was worth?
I did not see in the story I found, Dang. But it's like, for 3.72, I know my wife's is way less than that. It better be worth
Your
some money.
Your voice just went so high.
I'm just thinking about the payments we had to pay for a wedding ring. So yes, it better be worth way more than that. Okay, transitioning into sad but interesting stuff. I think this is cool, but I think a lot of people are going to be like not happy about how morbid it is.
Okay.
A team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test that is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone's going to die. The test analyzes your blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether you're going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. And they're saying so far it's 80% accurate, meaning that if it tells you that you got less than 10 years left, it's probably right.
Wow.
8 out of 10 people that they've done it on, percentage-wise, has been that.
That's crazy.
Imagine you spend the money on that, and then as you're leaving and you find out you have 10 to 15 years left to live, you get hit by a car and die right there.
Well, I was going to say, imagine you're like, say it's 2 years, and you just blow your cash, your retirement. You're like, yeah, I'm going to live it up, and then it's wrong.
Well, here's my thing,
still
though.
Alive.
I would take that risk if it says, yeah, you will probably die most likely with all these precursors in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm like, and it's been that accurate. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'd be more conservative with it. I'd plan like 8 years out of 10 instead,
Well, could you be more conservative with your money than you already are?
No, it's possible. I still find a way to waste money.
They say we should live like we're dying anyway.
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
said
exactly.
It best. That's why I'm going to go ride a bull. Now, here's where they say, like, they're not done yet. They say that one day there could be a blood test that they're working on to be able to tell how much longer you have to live, like, just in general, like, at a young age. They can, like, test you at, like, 10. Like, oh, he's 10. Jimmy will make it to 22. Or Jimmy will live to 92.
See, I don't even like this because you just have no idea. Jimmy could, die from a scooter accident when he's 10. Like, this is so stupid to
right.
me.
I've had multiple psychics, I'm just saying. Say that I'm going to live to my 90s. So I feel like I now have that mindset, so I'm manifesting it.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm going to live in time 120.
Wait, you guys are going to live that long? Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to live till I'm 93, and I don't know why, but I know it.
Do you want to live?
So weird?
But do you want to live to 93? That's so long.
Well, I'd like to make it to triple digits just because I think that's cool.
Okay, so Mackenzie, since you're kind of like a psychic, am I going to live until I'm 120?
Okay.
Do you have like a feeling or
I have
a vibe
a feeling.
About it?
85.
There's no way with the life live leads.
I'm literally so offended. I try to be like, so healthy. Okay.
I look
cool.
at, I get like, I say 85, 86. That's
no,
good
it's
life.
Fine, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Cool.
And this video.
I want her to live to 120. Now I feel bad, but I just get a sense about people. It's longer than Joe.
Well, we all know that. If I make it to 50, it'll be a miracle. Your final story today is a video you have to see up on our Need to Know News blog. A woman in Florida says she and her best friend had quite the scare when a cable on a bungee-style slingshot ride shredded to strands right in front of them. But I don't know why she's scared, because it was their guys that were actually on the ride, two dudes. They just were videotaping it. Check this out.
Two. Y'all gonna be screaming like sissies. Watch.
Watch. Go hit that button.
Kelly. Oh my God! He just dog's death.
I kind of like the cord reminded me. It's one of those rides where there's two giant like poles, and then they bring you down like the slingshot, I think is one of the names that they call it. There's different names for each one. But like one of the left cords just shredded. It looked like almost when a violinist plays.
I don't trust any of those.
And their bow kind of gets like that. Yeah. And here's the thing. The women were supposed to go on the ride. They're like, oh, I don't know. We have a bad feeling about it. So their guys went because they already paid for it.
Of course.
And yeah, of course, let's kill the dudes. But as the ride operator is about to pull the trigger, the cable can be seen shredding into little pieces. And luckily, the ride never left the ground. Could you imagine? It goes, woo!
Oh, my gosh. My sister got stuck on a roller coaster ride upside down. I think it was in Kentucky Kingdom.
How long?
Do you remember? I don't know if that's still around. But upside down for at least 15 minutes? Like a long time to be upside down.
Nope. No, thank you. All right. Well, you can see all of this that we're talking about here on our website. That's Joe's Need to Know News.